is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Barack Obama. First black president of the United States of America. I remember the Marriott Hotel in Brooklyn. You know, my colleagues, the Mighty Sparrow, Calypso King of the World, and myself, we had the honor of meeting, you know, President Obama, campaigning President Obama, trying to become, you know, the first black president of the United States of America. And his main presentation there that day, probably had about 800,000 people there, was about comprehensive immigration reform and what, you know, President Obama wanted to do was basically the proposal that Senator McCain had made for comprehensive immigration reform. Senator McCain didn't want to do that anymore so that he could win Trump supporters, you know, before Trump was invented, so that he, McCain, Senator McCain, could become president of the United States of America. So even though him and Senator Kennedy, and they are now both deceased, came up with this joint effort for comprehensive immigration reform, they couldn't pass it in Congress. Why? Because America is a country of anti-immigrants. That is black, brown anti-immigrants. It was okay when all those white people were coming from Western Europe or wherever, not Eastern Europe. They didn't like Eastern Europeans historically because they're not white enough. But comprehensive immigration reform was there to solve the issues for businesses, for family-based petitions, for business visas like the H-1B and the J visas, etc. EB-5s, raising the quotas, and obviously, as I said, family-based petitions. Petition for spouses, petition for children, various categories that takes a very long time. We wanted that reform so families could be, you know, come together. They wouldn't have to run across the border like they do now and continue to do to be with their loved ones. Who wants to be in America and their husband, their wife, or their children are back in Grenada, Barbados, St. Vincent, TNT, Jamaica, Ghana, Nigeria? You see, keeping families together is not a priority of white America. Yes. They talk about family, but not our family. the American government has been and still is one of the most racist governments in the world. Whether it be slavery, separatism laws, civil rights violations, whether it be the NYPD in New York City stopping and frisking a million people unconstitutionally. These are the issues that we have fought as lawyers, as human rights people in America. And there was Barack Obama trying to make a difference, which he did in certain ways, provisional waivers, DACA, giving green cards to those kids that came to the U.S., work permits, but now they still haven't gotten their green cards. Why? Because the DREAM Act, which was proposed in 2001, has never become law because these KKK Russian Trump type people, they are the devils. The devil is not red, the devil is white. And how do I know that? From what has happened in America. I think the devil is calling to complain. So, what do we do? So we continue to advocate for comprehensive immigration reform. But the only path to legalization is what I call the love visa. America is a love government because petitions for spouses, fiancés, there's no quota. You come to the U.S. with inspection, meaning with a visa. A crewman visa is considered without inspection. When you get to the U.S., if you overstay your time by 6 months, if you leave, you're banned for 3 years. If you overstay by 1 year and you leave the U.S., you're banned for 10 years. So who's going to leave if they're subject to a ban when they come to America on those visitors' visas? And not everyone could come here with a visitor visa. And a lot of people at the border may have tried, failed, and decided, let's take that dangerous path to America to be with family, to run away from wars created by America, like in, obviously, the destruction of Venezuela, you know, off the coast of, obviously, Trinidad and Tobago. This is how America operates. They create problems throughout the world, and when those people in those countries come to the U.S. at that, you know, U.S.-Mexican border, they wonder, well, why are those people there? Well, you idiots, racist people in America, white America. Obviously, all of them are not racist, but most of them are. They may not be openly racist, but they are. Yes. They want to keep America white at any cost. So the love visa, when you come to the U.S. as a visitor on that visitor's visa, you stay here with your family. Your only option is if you're married to a U.S. citizen or if you have a child 21 years or older, U.S. citizen petition in for you, you could get a green card in America. Okay? Yes. No ban, no nothing. Marriage is what we call the love visa, or the fiancé visa, or obviously children 21 years or older petitioning for their parents, or parents petitioning for their children under 21 here in the U.S. Obviously, it's very difficult to get that visitor's visa. You have to show income. You have to show enough income that you're not going to be a flight risk when you get that visitor's visa. You have to show proof that you'll be obviously returning to your home country. You also have to show what? Obviously good moral character, no arrest when you apply for these visas. And again, those visas, the success rate is not as much as it used to be. H-1Bs, work visas, Js, we have a lot of people coming on the J visa from Jamaica. H-2Bs, unskilled workers, hotel workers. We have a lot of people coming from Jamaica also. Those are other parts to legalization in terms of getting those work visas. However, to get a green card, which is a permanent solution, those people coming here on the H-2B, on the H-1Bs, etc., they, if they want to become green card holders in America, usually, obviously, the love visa is their only solution. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Truth is, there's a lot of racism in America historically, currently, and it will be there tomorrow. Whether it be President Biden running for the Democratic seat or KKK Russian Trump running for the Republican seat, neither of them is going to pass comprehensive immigration reform. It has been decades since the last amnesty. That was on January 1st, 1982. Again, they know people come across the border. They know people come here and they take certain job positions. What they want is people to come in those numbers, remain undocumented in America, and be exploited by business people. Yes. So if you believe that exploitation of people, immigrants coming to this country, is, you know, some sort of like mistake, you're wrong. The Democrats and Republicans understand what goes on, and it continues. But when I came to America, more like most immigrants, I came here for my money. They took our money, small islands, bigger countries, whatever. They exploited black, brown people. They built a little banana plantations, destroying smaller banana businesses in Caribbean countries or Latin America, whatever. They come and they exploit our economies internationally. It has been the modus operandi for the U.S. government for hundreds of years. Will it ever change? No. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Yes, come to the promised land. Yes, you are welcome. By 2050, they say the majority would be the minority. Black, brown, Asians would make up almost 50-51% of the population. I would like you guys to come sooner so we could do that, I don't know, 2030, 2040. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could schedule a consultation at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates online at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Just go online, schedule at an appointment now. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. askthelawyer.us.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro and Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Fijaroops & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with concern over the Biden administration consideration of new asylum ban. According to multiple reports, the Biden administration is considering executive action to further restrict asylum eligibility at the southern border for people who cross between official ports of entry. The controversial maneuver appears to echo a 2018 Trump administration attempt to deny asylum to those who crossed between ports of entry, which was ultimately blocked by federal courts. Despite President Biden's campaign promises to restore asylum protections, his administration implemented a sweeping rule in May 2023 that presumes migrants ineligible for asylum if they enter the U.S. illegally without having sought protection in a third country. The rule remains in effect as litigation continues. Refugees and asylum seekers generate billions of dollars more than they cost the U.S. government. A report released this month by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services found that refugees and asylees have generated tens of billions of dollars more in local, state, and federal tax revenues over the last 15 years than they have cost in direct government services, ultimately representing a net fiscal gain at all levels of government. From 2005 to 2019, refugees and asylees paid a total of $123.8 billion more in taxes than they cost in government services, for a net fiscal gain of $31.5 billion to the federal government and $92.3 billion to state and local governments combined. refugees and asylees paid an estimated $363 billion to the federal government through payroll, income, and excise taxes, and $218 billion to state and local governments through income, sales, and property taxes, even when factoring in their spouses and children under 18, many of whom are U.S. citizens. Refugees and asylees still provided a net fiscal gain, costing $723.4 billion in government services, yet paying $739.4 billion in tax revenue, for a net gain of $16 billion. Meanwhile, in New York, Governor Hochul welcomes possible Biden executive action on immigration. Governor Kathy Hochul is welcoming the prospect of President Joe Biden taking executive action on immigration. Hochul, who spoke to Spectrum News while at the White House Friday, simultaneously offered criticism of congressional Republicans. Just weeks ago, a bipartisan border deal negotiated by senators fell apart on Capitol Hill, rejected by many Republicans in both chambers. "This is a dereliction of your duty to solve problems like this," Hochul said in an interview, calling it very pathetic that the president must now turn to executive orders instead. Hochul's visit to the White House was part of the annual Governor's Conference in Washington, D.C. Gov Hochul welcomes possible Biden executive action on immigration. Brooklyn's Hall Street migrant shelter grows to 3,000, testing neighbors in Clinton Hill. Some have welcomed the influx of migrants, which now include children enrolled in nearby schools. Others have complained about an increase in trash, loitering, noise, and street activity. A massive migrant shelter and a complex of converted warehouses on Hall Street in Clinton Hill that opened last summer with no public announcement has since grown to house around 3,000 people. Officials with the city's Health Plus hospitals recently told the local community board that the 10-building complex, adjacent to Brooklyn Navy Yard, has the capacity for as many as 6,000 people in another four buildings on the block, while a warehouse across the street overseen by the Department of Homeless Services could house hundreds more migrant families. The quiet growth of the shelter complex in recent months has sent shockwaves across the surrounding residential neighborhoods. Local schools have taken on the sudden surge of new students, inspiring an outpouring of support. Community board meetings have bubbled up with residents raising concerns about trash, noise, and loitering. Much as it has in other neighborhoods across the political spectrum, the influx of migrants has tested and divided Clinton Hill neighbors. In other news, citizenship application fees will increase. More than 9 million legal permanent residents in the United States are eligible to apply for U.S. citizenship, but haven't done so, according to the Office of Homeland Security Statistics. Fees associated with becoming an American citizen are set to rise April 1, climbing as much as 19%, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has announced. The cost of filing an application for naturalization form, or N-400, will go up from $640, or $725 if biometric work is needed, to $760. The price of getting a green card, the first step to citizenship, will jump too. Meanwhile, the overall price for filing the forms needed for legal permanent residency, also known as the green card packet, will rise from $1,760 to $3,005. USCIS conducted a comprehensive biennial fee review and determined that current fees do not recover the full cost of providing adjudication and naturalization services. The Department of Homeland Security announcement read, "DHS is adjusting the fee schedule to fully recover costs and maintain adequate service." And finally, their asylum case seems strong, but instead of hope, they feel despair. Fleeing political persecution in Guinea, a family has been evicted from a New York City homeless shelter, questioning if they should ever come. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you are in another country, call that number on your WhatsApp. Again, the law firm of Figaro & Associates, you could also visit our website at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. 2024, woo! It has been predicted that the economy is going up and up. There's almost full employment. Actually, all those immigrants coming across the border is going to obviously be good for America, yes. Because those people coming across the border, they get jobs, they pay taxes, unlike the rich people, so the government should do well, yes. Most of the people who always file their tax returns on time, pay their fair share of taxes, it's not the ones who are wealthy. It's the ones who are the working class, yes. The working class is driven by, obviously, love for country, love for God, and basically honest, law-abiding citizens, green card holders, immigrants, etc. That's why they always say, immigrants make America great, because those who are here already Yes. Now, there are two issues that is very important right now, as the economy is, you know, kind of slowing down, as they say. People are, they have a lot of accumulated debt. They may have lost a job, they didn't pay their debt, or they moved from one high-paying job to a lower-paying job. In fact, a lot of people who are in the middle class, white-collar workers, are losing their jobs to AI technology. Yes, artificial intelligence. So artificial intelligence is already impacting the economy, and white-collar workers are in the forefront to lose their jobs. When people lose their jobs, they may get a severance, they may get unemployment for up to 6 to 12 months, but at some point in time, that money runs out, and they may not be able to pay their mortgage, they may be in danger of losing their home, they may have accumulated credit card debt and other debt that is overwhelming them. Fortunately, federal law, bankruptcy law in the United States allow people to file a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Many times we tell people that debt consolidation really only benefits the people collecting your debt and actually paying on your debt, but not at the rate that you would think it should be. You could negotiate your own agreements with people who want to, you know, your own money too. You could hire a professional, but 9 out of 10 times, you should file a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. In the Bible, it talks about renewal every 7 years. So those of you who are, you know, in connection with God, even God forgives debt. Yes. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. So debt, you know, obviously causes problems. People become frustrated. They become anxious. They start seeing UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Yeah. They start arguing with their spouse or their loved ones. They start telling their children you're eating too much or you're not, or you're lazy. A whole lot of family issues, obviously, surfaces. And obviously, if you had your job and you was paying your debt, obviously those frustrations and other issues, psychological issues that you may be having at this time would not be there. And you have to take these psychological issues seriously, because a lot of people that are in debt, a lot of times it may lead to broken marriages, broken relationships, and obviously, you know, problems between parents and their children. They may not be as lenient with them as they used to be, but they obviously should obviously continue that leniency, especially if the child is in college, getting an education. So again, a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy. A Chapter 13 bankruptcy is like a debt consolidation. So most times we do not recommend a debt consolidation in a Chapter 13, only in very rare instances. And when you have that consultation in the office, we discuss when you choose a Chapter 7 over a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 13 over a Chapter 7. But basically, with a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you could get rid of all your debt. You could also choose to keep some credit cards or not. You could choose to keep your car loan or not. And if you have less than $150,000 in equity in your home, and you obviously you live in New York State, you could keep that equity. So even when you have equity in your home, you could still file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, getting rid of all debt that you may have, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, whatever it is, and still keep your home. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. If you're listening to this program outside of the U.S., in Jamaica, Grenada, Trinidad and Tobago, other countries that we broadcast in, let your family know that they could call on us to help them solve their debt issues. Obviously, you have a vested stake. You know, they'll keep sending your money back home, please. Again, everyone is not afraid of doing a bankruptcy. Why? Because, as I said, it gives you a new start. It's federal law, and God will forgive you if you cannot pay your debt. It is a part of life. Thank you.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end. It's a new beginning.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Don't divorce your children. Don't divorce your money. You divorce your spouse. Many times when we work with clients on contested divorces, i.e., there's assets associated with the marriage or children, So it could be children where child support has to be determined, where maintenance, alimony has to be determined, where selling one property here, one back home, or several, you know, dwellings is concerned, because as people grow in a marriage, their assets grow and they purchase various homes, sometimes in New York State, sometimes obviously in other states, Florida, Georgia, California, in the Caribbean, Latin America, even Africa. Yes, people invest in real property. And the family obviously is getting what we call asset rich. Sometimes a business might be involved. And obviously, as I said before, children. Who's going to get custody? Who's going to pay child support? Most times, obviously, the spouse who has the children will receive child support, so those who have physical custody. What are the grounds for a divorce? Well, there are many. Irreconcilable differences, the simplest. You've been married for 6 months, things didn't work out, or 6 months or more, irreconcilable differences. There's abandonment, where one spouse just leaves the marital home. Constructive abandonment, one spouse refuses to have sex with the other spouse. Cruel and inhumane treatment, where we cite at least 3 instances where one spouse was, you know, not abusive, because it could be both physical and mental abuse. So sometimes people think it's physical abuse, cruel and inhumane treatment. No, sometimes obviously it's mental torture. Adultery, well, you must have a corroborating witness. So most times people, instead of doing adultery, will do cruel and inhumane treatment. Although some religions, Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witness, they cannot get a divorce but for adultery. After this issue has been resolved, settled, so to speak, as to what grounds your client want to proceed in their divorce, then comes the question about assets, pension plans, 401k plans, savings that, you know, people have in their bank accounts, their checking accounts, or other savings, stocks, stock markets. We look at all the assets. And the first document, besides filing the summons and complaint, we normally have our client fill out their net worth statement. We have to get their tax returns, normally for at least 3 years, but sometimes even 5. And they have to list all their assets and liabilities in the net worth statement. So it's a very detailed, cumbersome process, but it is a process necessary to determine who gets what and why. Some people, and that's why we started by saying, don't divorce your money, don't divorce your children, you divorce your spouse. So some spouses, especially the male ones, they want to run away so quickly, they don't even want to make claims to what obviously is in their financial best interest. Obviously, monies that they might have accumulated during the marriage, that was obviously marital property. The longer the marriage is, the more claims that spouses have with each other. The grounds for the divorce very rarely has any determination on whether or not a spouse could receive more or less assets from the other spouse, and we determine that on a case-by-case basis when we meet with our clients and we go through the details of the relationships and the assets of the marriage. Matrimonial issues, as we said, is not always obviously amicable. Sometimes it is. A lot of resentment may foster, you know, where that love is no longer there. And it becomes a lot more complicated, as I said, especially with children are younger as opposed to being older. What happens in those relationships, you know, both spouses are battling for the love of their children and may put the kids in the middle of the battle. That's why we say don't divorce your children. In a divorce, obviously maintaining that relationship as a father, as a mother, is important for that child's development. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. In matrimonial matters, contested divorces, we like to get our cases before a judge as quickly as possible. So normally, once we have served the other party in a divorce matter, we will immediately file for a PC conference, i.e., we want to meet with a judge and the judge's clerk to set a schedule for discovery, to determine whether or not, you know, immediate relief might be needed, whether it be maintenance or child support. Because in these situations, the spouse, obviously, with the children, will need financial assistance from the other spouse, the husband. And if he is living somewhere else or she is living somewhere else, then that financial responsibility has to be met to take care of those kids. So whether it be child support or maintenance, you could get, obviously, emergency assistance as a party in the divorce. The more complicated issues with stocks and pensions and other issues, these assets have to be evaluated, and whether it be Lexington, one of the companies that assess the values of pensions that we work with, or whether it be an appraised value of the property or properties, these professional evaluations has to be done, and obviously those things take time. We try to expedite these matters because both parties want to move on, start living a normal life where the stress of that failed relationship is not there. And obviously, especially when there's children, it is the best interest of the children, actually, that these financial issues be settled so that everyone can move on, including the kids. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Again, we're talking about matrimonial issues. Obviously, you should consult with the attorney before you start the divorce. You determine, obviously, what the attorney fees is going to be, what is the plan of action in terms of how, you know, what are you entitled to. The experience of an attorney does make a difference. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we have been practicing matrimonial law for 28 years. Mr. Figueroa's background is not only in law, but it's in accounting, economics, banking, very important degrees and experiences that could be very useful when assessing these financial issues. A lot of times, attorneys may not be experience or have that education in those areas, and that obviously is a disadvantage when you hire a lawyer, because the lawyer you hire does make a difference. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, you could go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could give this advice to your family in New York if you're overseas. You could also consult with the firm if your spouse actually ran away from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, and you need to find them. You may not think that they're obviously in New York. We could work with you to get your divorce and also to get, obviously, whatever financial assistance you qualify for. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor may keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
When you file taxes jointly, whose name goes on first? Technically, if you and your spouse file your taxes jointly, it doesn't matter whose name you put down first on Form 1040. The form offers two spaces for the names of the spouses, and anyone can appear first or second. About 30 years ago, among heterosexual couples, almost all joint tax returns were filed with the man's name first. But that number has now come down to about 3 out of 4. In general, the South tends to be somewhat more conservative, resulting in more joint returns with the husband's name first. While the number of women appearing first tends to be slightly higher in the North, but even the nation's second couple, Kamala Harris and Douglas Emhoff, file their joint tax return with the vice president's name appearing second. It doesn't matter whose name goes on first. There is a caveat to keep in mind, however. You don't want to make changes, Some families attempt to maintain a sense of equality in their relationship by taking up the idea of taking turns. Each spouse goes first on the tax filing on alternate years. Whether you want to take turns each year or change the order of the names once every few years, it's important to know that changes don't sit well with the IRS. It may not be against the rules, but the systems in place at the IRS tend not to respond well. The IRS even issues instructions that ask you to keep the pattern stable from year to year, always putting your names and Social Security numbers down the same way. You may have started putting the name of one spouse first years ago, in recognition that they earned more than the other, were older, took responsibility for doing the taxes, or for whatever other reason. Still, it isn't a good idea to rethink that decision and change the order after. The IRS has computer systems that track filings from year to year based on what name and Social Security number appears first, and they can be thrown entirely by any changes. With the IRS being shorthanded and unable to respond to questions by filers, name order changes will likely result in your tax return getting lost in an IRS backlog black hole. If you plan to file together as a married couple for the first time, it's important that you carefully consider what order your names will appear in on the filing. Once you decide, it's a good idea to stick with it to the end, no matter how your outlook on these matters changes over time.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489. Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for listening. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on absolutely any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. March is Women's Month, and in the words of our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, there is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.